Mishnah Zion. The question is, what kind of simanim are legitimate simanim? Now, the din is, you have a mitzvah of hashava, you have to return it, and that can be achieved on a derived level by one of two ways. Either A, the loser brings Edom and says, this is my lost object, so they confirm it, then you give it back to me, you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. Pasha says, there's no Edom, but there are what's called simanim mufhakim b'yoser, like, you know, rarely idiosyncratic things about it. So those things will serve as the Edos. In other words, it had my signature inside the book. So I obviously, there's no other book in the universe that has my signature inside it. Obviously, it's mine. That will act and as good simanim, and therefore, if I claim it's mine with that simon, you should give it back to me, and you fill your mitzvah d'oraisa. There's like a step down from there, which is just like, simanim u'pakim. In other words, like, I'm giving you very specifics about this particular object, but there could be other objects with the same specifications. So I just say, like, you know, oh, it's like, you know, I give you the dimensions. You know, I tell you exactly. It wasn't just any old blanket. It was a, you know, white blanket that was 95% cotton. Or it was a blanket that, you know, you put a sign up, I found a lost a blanket. I say, yeah, it was a red blanket with like a waffle, like something like, that's even too much. It was a red blanket, or I say it was a red blanket, or I say it was, you know, 180 meters, centimeters wide, and, you know, 224 long. Something that is indicative that it's my blanket. Of course, there are other blankets like that, but I've obviously identified it likely to be mine. That is also a good simon. You should give back to the person with that. Although that is machlokas if it's only a midrash rabbanan good enough. Okay. Then there's what's called simanim geruim, like poor simanim, which are ineffective. In other words, you say I found a blanket. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's my blanket. What does it look like? Oh, yeah, it's kind of big, long, thick, white cotton. It's like, that's not going to really cut it because that's generic. It's totally non-specific, and therefore it's not good enough. Fine. And therefore that's not going to cut it. Can't give it back with a simanim. Now, the Mishnah starts out by saying, Amar es aveda, if the guy says, oh yeah, that's my lost blanket, below Amar simanah, but he failed to give any proper simanim, lo yitin lo, you shouldn't give it to him. Even a simon gerua, if he says, oh, it's my lost blanket, and it's thick, or it's white, sorry, not going to cut it. We'll eat them though. Now, what happens if the guy claiming it is dubious? You believe he's a criminal. Vaharamai, if he's a crook, afal pish amar simanel, even if he gives you the simanim of chakim b'yoser, he tells you exactly what's there. Lo yitam lo, still don't give it to him. Shenemar, the pasuk says, I didn't read it to you yet. I skipped the pasuk. I told you the first and third. The second pasuk reads, do I have it here? I'm looking for the pasuk here. Yeah, the pasuk says, "Imlok kar v'chicha lecha, v'lo yadato v'asafto el toch beisa v'haya imach ad dorosh achicha eat also until," which means similarly means you keep it in your house until your brother comes and like, inquires after it. And once he does, v'heshivo solo, give it back to him. So the Gemara says, well, I'm explaining the drush on the next line of the Mishnah, that the Gemara says, well, obviously, until someone asks for it, you're not going to give it to them, because how could you even ask for it? So therefore, the drusha is that you have to, the pronouns until he inquires after it, really is until after you inquire after him. So, ad-dorosh achicha also means until the finder investigates that the claimant is really a legitimate person. In other words, what we're afraid is, the Mishnah says, ad shetidrosh es achicha im ramayhu, im eno ramayhu. You have to check if the guy who's claiming it, the alleged brother, is really a trickster or not. Because obviously, if I knew that you lost your wallet, the fact that it has, you know, your driver's license is not a good symbol, I could say, yeah, it has, that's a silly example. But, if, you know, I don't know, I know you lost your basketball and I remember that it had, you know, two red dots and a blue dot on it. There's only one basketball like that in the world, but maybe I'm just trying to get your basketball because I know the simanim. Like, so that's not going to cut it. You don't give it. So that's not going to cut it. If he's a Ramai, you do not give it to him until he brings Edom that it's his. Okay. Now the Mishnah continues on like a new point. Kol davar sha'osav ochel. What happens if you find an object that consumes, it costs money to keep, but it's also os, it also produces. Like, for example, a big cow. So then, ya'aseh v'yechal. let it produce for you, you know, rent it out, or I don't know what, you know, sell the milk, whatever the story is, and then let it produce, yase, v'yochal, and then take the proceeds that you get from its working it, and use that to purchase the things to feed the animal. That's easy. What about v'davar she'ein osav ochal? What if someone costs money to keep, but doesn't produce money to pay for its weight? So then, what you should do is yimacher, you should sell it. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'heshivoso lo, you should you have to give the loser back his thing, and since you'll be allowed to charge him for your expenses, you have to look at what state you'll give back to him. It doesn't help him if you say, here's your cow, and here's the bill, and the bill goes, you know, with more than half the cow.
But do you have to wait Shlosh or Golan before you do that?
So, we'll, okay, so no, there's different, I'm going to share, there are different shiurim for different animals. I cannot get any, like, practical rhyme or reason out of it, but there's different shiurim. I can look at Shlosh in a second. But so, but the point is, indeed, you would sell it right away. Let's a big goose. That was one of the examples I saw. A big goose, after 3 days, you can sell it because it just produces nothing and it's too expensive to keep. It eats a lot. So after 3 days, no one finds it. You sell the goose, and then you'd still announce it. Let's say even through regalim. But then, when the claimant comes, you give back the money. Exactly right. So now, that's that. Now a new point, which is, what's with the money itself? What's the status of the money? I love a machlokus right now if the money is allowed to be touched or not, because you're not allowed to touch the object, that's for sure. You can't use the object of your a lost object unless you're using it to keep its own upkeep. You just can't, you know, you can't, if you find someone's book, you can't use the book until someone claims it. You have to leave it be on the shelf. So the machlokus is, what happens if you sell the book? What can you do with the money? So now this is a little complex. There's a machlokas amurayim, what the status is of a found object. I'm sorry, what the status is of the burden of responsibility that the finder has with respect to the lost object. Is he considered to be, it's called a shomer chinam, or is he a shomer sachar, an unpaid or paid custodian? The difference is that if it gets lost or stolen, ganeva or nerveda, then if he's considered a paid watchman, he's chayim. What do you think I paid you for? That's the normal case. If he's unpaid, he's exempt. He just says, oh, it was stolen, it was lost, and he's off the hook. Like we saw in Bava Kama. And we'll see much more in Bava Metzia still. Now, everyone agrees that whatever it is, if you hold it, you can touch the money, sort of tarfen shita, then the money, you're even more on the hook for than the object. So it ups it a notch. So that means if you hold that a regular object, the person who finds it, he is considered to be a shomer chinam, meaning he's unpaid watchman, therefore if he loses it or gets stolen, he's a pater. But with respect to money that he gets from selling it, he becomes a shomer sachar, so he's chayav for gneva neveda, if it's theft or loss. If you hold that already a lost object, already you're a shomer sachar, you like have to keep a good eye on it, you can't let it get stolen or lost. So then if you sell it and get the money you are considered a shoel, which means you're obligated even for onsen. Onsen means circumstances beyond your control. So if a tsunami comes and the money is lost, still, too bad for you. You have the money, if they repay it, pay it back to the owner. That's all the sheets that's flowing around. So really, if we draw a diagram, we have four possibilities. Right? The milchok tanaim, if you're allowed to make use of it at all, and then, depending on whether you're not allowed to make use of it, is it ratcheted up, the money that you've get from the proceeds, is it ratcheted up to be like, you know, a shomer sachar, or ratcheted up to be now you're shoel? Okay. Anyway, so the Mishnah says inside. Ma yehei b'damim. What's with the money you get from selling the object? Reb Tarfon omer yishtamish ben. You could use the money that you until you someone claims it from you, but lafikach im avdu. Since you could use it, it's notched up, and therefore if it gets lost, the money, chay b'acharius, and you have to replace the money. And again, the machlokas will be, how does it get lost? Any old loss, or even lost by onus? Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo yishtamash behem, you have no business using that money, leave it be as is. And lefikach, im avdu, you never were any more than just a regular same level of shmira as the object itself. Ein nochayv b'achrus, and you don't have to replace it. But again, remember, to machlokas, even according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're on the original lost object that you found, if you're at shomer chinam or shomer sachar. So if you're shomer chinam, any loss you're pater for, both the money and the object itself. If you're shomer sachar, then according to Rabbi Akiva, you'd be, if you lose it or get stolen, you have to replace it, whether it's the object or the money. But if it was beyond your control, the tsunami, you know, the banks failed, whatever it was, then you'd be patur. Okay.